Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alrighty, back inside the Phoenix Convention Center. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Now joining us, the head coach at Grand Canyon, he of course is Bryce Drew. Coach, thanks so much for stopping on by. How you been?
I'm doing great. Welcome to town. Hope you're enjoying your trip to Phoenix so far.
Well, we were actually talking about you 2 weeks ago. We had Christian Leitner on, and we were talking about the great shots in the NCAA tournament, and he goes, yeah, whoever that kid was from Valpo, yeah, he was pretty good. You know, all these years later, with how much that moment not only meant for you, but also your family and for so many people, how do you kind of relive it?
Yeah, you know, at the time, I remember we were staying at the Holiday Inn in Oklahoma City, and we were 11 a.m., I think the very first game of the whole tournament. And after the game, we went back into to the hotel, and they actually showed our highlight on ESPN. And we were so excited they were actually showing us, you know, a highlight. You know, never did we ever imagine that, you know, years later they would get to play the play over and over, and we would see it, you know, on CBS time after time. So, you know, what a blessing. Just really thankful for that.
Do your kids realize that shot and realize that moment? I'm talking about the kids that you coach now.
No. They weren't even born, yeah. You know, at that time. And we don't talk about it. We don't show it. Every once in a while, you know, we'll have a player, and, you know, either maybe his parent or one of his older trainers will be like, man, did you see the shot that your coach made? And then they'll pull it up and show him real quick and stuff. So it's pretty funny when that happens.
So take me back through this season. You guys made the tournament once again. You guys got a victory in the tourney. Just how do you kind to look back and recap this special year?
Yeah, you know, it was a blessing. We had a couple guys, Tyon Grant Foster, one that, you know, overcame a lot, was out for 2 years with a heart condition, got clear, just had an unbelievable year, conference player of the year, hopefully going to get drafted. And, you know, we were healthy. Our starters started every single game all year long, which doesn't happen very often. So we had a lot of things really go our way, and just a great group and a fun group to be around.
Bryce, you're joining us right now. The team that you ended up losing to, Alabama, we know have gone on this run to the Final Four, and they'll go up against UConn. What was the toughest part about preparing for Alabama? Because it's crazy how quickly the narrative can change going into the tournament. You know, they had some injuries. They weren't playing great. People thought they would quickly be in and out, and now here they are 40 minutes away from beating the championship game on Monday night.
Yeah, I think defensively was the biggest thing we saw from studying all their film and watching. Their defensive intensity and was just way, way better starting in our game. And, you know, I think they've bought into, you know, playing, you know, much tougher defense, and that's helped allow them to get them to the Final Four. They have so many different guys that can hurt you offensively. But the biggest step for them, again, is that defensive side.
Yeah, and that was going to be what was either going to make or break their NCAA tournament, and they've made some timely stops, obviously, to get to this point. But offensively, like, how do you even try to prepare for them? Because it seems like even when teams contain them, they still find a way to break 80
yeah
points.
You know Sears is really, really good. Whatever you see on film, he's even better in person. He beats you so many different ways, and you know, he's kind of on a run, kind of like Jalen Brunson was at Villanova, you know, with the physicality at the guard position, his ability just to take over games in different ways. And so he's obviously, you know, the head of that team. And, you know, I don't think you can stop him. I think, you know, he's going to score. I think it's important, you know, you try to limit some other guys and limit their offensive rebounding. I think that hurt us, and they've been good all year at that. That's something that gets overlooked. They shoot a lot of threes, so you get a lot of long rebounds. They have a lot of guys that can go in and get the ball.
Going into this tournament, as Bryce Drew joins us, I was talking about UConn, and I said, if anyone keeps it within 10 points with UConn, I would actually be surprised. That they kind of reminded me of that Villanova team from a few years ago where they just beat everybody by double digits and it wasn't even close. Do you expect this to be a down-to-the-wire game, Alabama and UConn?
I do. I think it's definitely two different styles. I want to say UConn's 315th in pace and tempo, and obviously Alabama's one of the top teams in the country at getting up and down. So, will UConn be able to play their pace, or will get to Alabama's pace? Alabama's so scary, though. Again, we held them to 72 points, their lowest point total of the year, and they still won. So it shows they are capable of winning a lower-scoring game. So I think it will go down to the end, and at the end of the game, usually matters who makes shots and who doesn't, and that's probably going to determine it.
You talked about your moment, right, in the tourney, and you got back to the hotel, and you see it on TV. The sensation that has now turned into DJ Burns, that to me is still the beauty of this tournament, where they're 17-14, coaches on the verge of getting fired, 5 days and five wins in 5 days. They win the ACC, and now here they are in the Final Four, and everyone's loving DJ Burns.
Oh, it's what are the odds, of that a month ago? If people would have said that, everyone would have said you're crazy.
No way. The coach probably would have.
No way does that happen. I mean, 5 games in 5 days is remarkable in itself, and then to bounce right back and win 2 more games in the next week ahead of you. Pretty remarkable. And now they beat good teams. Now it's not like they're beating good teams. I mean, they're beating really good teams. And it does just add to the excitement. Again, this is the time where legends are made, and he's becoming a legend right in front of our eyes, in the last two to three weeks.
And obviously to get here, you have to go through 2 weekends. But to go through that run, and then they still had legs to get out of the first and the second round.
Yeah.
But then I know you're not taking a week off, but you're basically not playing for that week. I thought maybe that's when even they got the rest of the legs would give out, but their legs have been going the whole way. It's crazy.
It's been going the whole way. So if you've been on their bandwagon, I wouldn't get off now. They beat a lot of teams they weren't supposed to beat in the last 3 weeks.
And then another part of the Final Four is obviously Purdue. We saw when Virginia lost to a 16 UMBC. Next year they come back. They get to the Final Four. They win it all. To see Matt Painter and Zach Edey, they have overcome what happened a year ago, but now to be here, it's like, okay, you got a chance to go win this entire thing. Just as someone that has been through ups and downs in this sport, to see them overcome a tough time, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, really happy. Matt's such a great coach, such a great person. He's done things the right way for a long time, and really happy for them and them being in the Final Four. And they're definitely here to win it. It's their first time in a while here, but with Edey in the middle, I don't think you're out of any game, like he showed, in the last ones. We reeled 14 in a row off, I think, in a row. And so if he does stuff like that, I do see them in the championship game, and they're actually my pick to win it all right now.
But by the way, what is the greatest run that you've ever had? Like the other night when we saw UConn go on a 30-0 run, Donovan Klingon, I was talking to him earlier in the week, and he said, we didn't even realize what the number was. We just knew that it was pretty damn good.
That's unbelievable. I don't care who you're playing or what level. When you're that dominant that you can go on a 30-0 run, let alone against a really, really good Illinois team, it just speaks how impressive your group is. We've probably had a 20-0, something like that, or 15-20, but 30 against a good team, I mean, that's really unheard of.
Last thing I want to ask you, because you've seen college basketball from many different angles, right? You're the son of a coach.
Yeah.
We all know what your brother's been able to do in this sport. Name, image, and likeness, the transfer portal. How do you kind of navigate through these waters right now? Because we think we know a lot, but then there's a lot that we don't know, and there's a lot that even you can't even prevent going on right now as a coach.
Yeah, I think the game is changing. You have to adapt. It's not going back to how it used to be. What I would love to see is just as things kind of switch to this modern era, of how it's going to be moving forward, is we just get a set of rules that match what the game is. And I know the NCAA is working hard on that. Hopefully in the next 12, 24 months, we'll have a really good set of rules that we can, with the NIL, with the portal, we can really get a clear path that can stay consistent, for a time period. Right now, it's like every 6 months a new rule comes out,
yeah,
and you got to shift gears and go a different direction. It'll be really nice to just get a set, blueprint of, hey, here's how it's going to be for the next, 5-10 years, college basketball.
All right, I'll end you on this, Bryce Drew, because your brother will probably text me and eviscerate me if I don't ask you this, because I know he's a big foodie. We're here in Phoenix, Arizona. You welcomed us to town. What do we got to eat?
There's so many good options here. A lot of good local places. I like like a little local spot called Chula's. It's a seafood place. There's one in San Diego. There's one here. Mm-hmm. Really good seafood. Buck and Rider. Again, I like seafood. You can tell. Buck and Rider is a really good place. And then they just have a lot of really good traditional places. Hillstone, Houston's, can't go wrong with any of those.
Is, like, I'm a New Yorker, so we have a high standard for pizza.
Yeah, I know you do.
Is that Pizza Badia place? What is it?
Pizzeria
Bianco. That was a Philly place, Pizza Badia.
Well,
is it worth the hype?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Jerry Colangelo, everyone in the basketball world knows Jerry. He is Italian, and so, you know, Italian is, pizza's in that category. That's his ultimate place right there. So if that gives you any hint of how good it is, it is excellent. I'm from Chicago. I know you're New
okay.
York. So they have Melnati's here. I love Chicago
pizza.
Is
that real pizza, Chicago pizza?
Well, you're going to say that, but I'm going to ask about New York.
I'm just asking. I was actually defending Chicago pizza the other day. I'm just asking if you consider that real pizza.
You know I do. But I get the thin crust, actually. I know people all like the thick.
Oh, so you're not even a deep dish guy?
I'm not even a deep dish guy, really. So when I was younger, I was. Now I'm older, I got to go thin crust. So I go the thin, but there is some New York here, but I would say wait to New York till you go back to get the New York to get the New York pizza.
Well, continued success. Appreciate you coming on today.
Hey, thank you.
There you go. Bryce Drew joining us, the head coach at Grand Canyon. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.